Hello, thank you for joining me for this Your Health teleclass. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of this teleclass is prostate cancer. Every year, 218,000 men in the United States are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Most of them, when diagnosed, are under this terrifying impression that what they've been handed is just a death sentence when they hear those words. They don't realize that this form of cancer is different than any other form of cancers, and that in reality, only about 1 out of 7 men diagnosed with prostate cancer, perhaps 15%, are truly at risk of being life-threatening, and actually only 3% of the men with prostate cancer after they're diagnosed will actually die from it. Yet even by sharing this information, when a man hears those words, "You have prostate cancer," the shock that it leaves him with is wondering if he's going to lose his sexual functioning, is he going to have to deal with incontinence, or is he going to be able to continue living a normal, healthy life? The fear around prostate cancer is really understandable if we really look at it from the perspective of the information that's available out there. And part of the reason for the fear around it is the fact that so much of the information that's out there has so much conflicting opinions, or it's either partial information or it's information that basically may not even have the strong research behind it. So it really is one of these different aspects of cancer that while there's been a lot of research that's been done, it's really difficult to find information that really has any kind of consistency throughout it, through all the different research studies. And then the other part that is so controversial now with all the changes that are happening is that this penchant that doctors have for surgery. It's always been the norm that if a male is diagnosed with prostate cancer, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to opt for surgery followed up by radiation. So again, it was just one of these different aspects that was looked at, but now with all this new research that's coming forward and this new thinking that they're finding in the world of medicine around prostate cancer, is this cut and remove thinking is now passé, and that as what we're learning also about prostate cancer is that when a man is diagnosed with prostate cancer, it doesn't mean that it is a real aggressive form. In fact, there are 3 different levels now that have been identified, or categories that have been identified: low risk, intermediate risk, and then high risk. And research is showing that in the low risk and in the intermediate risk, then really what it is more of taking a wait and see approach to see exactly what's going to happen. So this is very good news for the male from the standpoint that once cancer is found, then it isn't even looked at as being removed. In fact, when we really look at especially the low risk, it really shouldn't even be called a cancer. It should be referred to as a chronic condition. And because of this new way that they're categorizing prostate cancer, as well as the new diagnostic techniques that they have, and